Atman Vedanta.
Thank you.
ಒಂದೊಂದು ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಕೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಶಿಲ ನರತಂದ ಸಾಕು ಓಪನಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸೆಂಟಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶುದ್ಧ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಯಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಟು ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಅನುಗತ್ಯ ಗುರುಪಾದ ಪದ್ಮ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅನ್ಶುದ್ಧ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಟು ಬಿ ಅವೇಶ್ ಅಬ್ಸೋರ್ಬ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರವಣ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೇರ್ತನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಮರಣ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪದ್ಮ ನಿವೇದನ್ Oh my Lord, since I have given my atma, I have given my soul to you, I have experienced Paramasukha, the greatest happiness. All anxieties, all worries and problems, they have completely evaporated. Everywhere I look in all directions, I see only Ananda, joy. Shokha boy Amrit Adhar, O Krishna, in the service of your lotus feet, there is only Amrita nectar. There is no lamentation there. There is no fear there. Now, after many, many lifetimes, struggling, fighting always with one problem after another in the environment. Now, trying to become Vishram loving. I have attained Vishram rest. Not that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is resting. He is working very hard with himself. But his heart has found peace. Vishram. Chaitanya Bhagavata boy, I have no fear anymore of death. No fear of material existence at all. It means when one will do Sharanagati, surrender at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, then very easily one can realize I am Atma, I am not this body, and anything of this world cannot touch me. Nainam Chandanti Shastrami. Because that soul cannot be cut by any weapon. Can it be burnt by fire? Nothing. Tomara Samsari Kalibo Sevana. Oh Krishna, I live in your house. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Grihastha, he didn't live in a temple. But he kept his deities there, Radha Madhava. Very soon, my Priya Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by a very dear, dear Shikshaguru, who will come to Vrindavan in a few days and bring with him Radha Madhava from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own Radha Madhava deities. So you all have darshan. He kept his Radha Madhava there and told, this house is your house. Everything is yours. I'm only a servant in your house, Krishna. Nahi Bhopala Ramani, I will work. And the fruit of my work, I don't want any part of it. I am only endeavoring for your happiness, Krishna. And in my heart, I am always attached to your lotus feet. Tomara sevaya dukhaho jato sevko paratam parma sukha. Whatever difficulties, whatever problems come while I am serving you, I take that suffering to be the greatest happiness. In service, happiness and distress are equally valuable because both of them destroy the darkness of avidya, ignorance. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the condition of a person who's actually absorbed in seva. Purva itihas bulinu sokala. I cannot remember my previous history. Why? All your memories, who you think you are, you were, or you will be, this is what? Only sanskars, impressions in the chitta, which have collected together to make a dark mass called ahankar, ego. So what happens? Those who are absorbed in bhakti, then jarayati asu vyakosham nirvinam analamyata. Their kosh, their subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego, everything digested. The subtle body, which gives the material identity, is digested. Just as when you eat food, the food is digested, even though you don't know how it's happening. So one who is engaged in devotional service, there the sukshma sharira, subtle body, is digested by bhakti. And the atma is free. Just like coconut. Coconut has a shell and inside is the flesh of the coconut. But, and so this flesh of the coconut is stuck to the shell. So in the same way, our atma is inside this body but attached through the mind. When the coconut becomes dry, the flesh of the coconut comes away from the shell, and when you shake it, now it's not attached anymore. So in the same way, when the antakara is purified, then atma becomes detached from the body and free. Jivan mukta, liberated even while living, still alive. So he's saying, I cannot remember what happened in the past. Why? Well, the heart is just shining and pure and clean, and all the impressions dissolve. Seva sukha pai mani. My heart is sinking in this happiness. Only thing I remember is this. Amito tomar, tumito yama. Krishna, I am yours and you are mine. What is the use of anything else? Kikaja apadhani. Nothing else is valuable. So bhakti nod anandubhya kamara sevatai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sinking down in the ocean of joy. Savachasta kori tama itamato. Every movement that I make, I do according to your desire, Krishna. Tokiyato maragari. While I live as a servant in your house. So this is the spirit of Atmanivedan. Complete surrender. And the previous kirtan? Well, this is real bhajan. How Narottama Das Thakur is feeling separation. Jaya Vino Prema Dana Karuna Prasa. Feeling separation from Heno Prabhupotigeva Acharya Thakur, from Advaita Acharya, who, before the appearance of Mahaprabhu, loudly called Krishna! And Mahaprabhu's throne in the spiritual sky was shaking. And he had to come to this world. By the power of his bhakti, Advaita Acharya, he brought the treasure of divine love to this world. That means he brought Rasaraj Mahabhav Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mahyanya. Who is so powerful that they can do such a thing? Krishna is only controlled by brain. So how is the brain of Sri Advaita Acharya? Where is he now? Narottama Das Thakur said, I am bereft of his association. Kaha mora swarup. Where is Swarup Damodar Paramarasik, Mahaprabhu's most intimate associate, most beloved of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Oh, where is my Raghunath Das Goswami, who was always rolling on the banks of Radhakund, crying Radhe Radhu. Kotai go prema moi Radhe Radhe Vishubhanu Nandini Radhe Radhe. Asha Barayaram Tasindhu Maya Katanchit Kalo Mayati Kamitati Vasam Katani Tanchit Kripani Vidasasi Nai Vakimne Kana Brajaina Chabaroru Bakai Nabi. O Srimati Radhika, I am carrying for a long time the heavy burden of Asha, hope that you will give me just one drop of the endless ocean of the nectar of your seva. But so far in my life, not even one drop has touched me. And now I cannot carry this heavy burden any longer. If you will not sprinkle one drop of your mercy on me just now, today, then what was the use of my years of bhajan? What was the use of my residing in Vrindavan? What is the use of my pran, my life? Oh, you should ask Krishna to give mercy. No! Without your mercy, Srimati Radharani, even I have no need for Krishna. Where is that Raghunath Das Goswami who was absorbed in such sentiments, feeling separation all the time? Sri Narottam Das Thakur is feeling separation from Raghunath Das Goswami, remembering his separation. But devotees are crying, oh Raghunath Das Goswami, oh Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj, where are you? Oh Mahaprabhu, where are you? I will break my head on a stone, I will enter into a fire. Where did Gauranga, the ocean of all divine spiritual qualities, where did he suddenly go? This is bhajan. Bhajan is not that. I am in Vrindavan, but I am happy as long as I get to fill my belly with prasadam 3 times a day, then everything is good. This is not bhakti. If devotee is really serving and chanting Harinam without offense, this virahabhava, separation mood, must come. Ha Rupa Goswami, where are you? If someone is feeling separation from Krishna and Radharani, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is very good. But we know that it's been said, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Paratanam Devi Tidhyanam Samajanam. Out of all the types of Aradhana worship, the worship of Vishnu Tattva of God is best. But even better than the worship of God is the worship of Tadiya Vastu, those who are the very close to Him, His associates, His devotees, Tulsi Devi, Jamuna Devi, Govardhan, and so on. This is superior. So in the same way, to feel separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very good. But better to feel separation from the Dhyanam Sanatana, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh. The fowl, the fruit of this will be more. Don't think they are persons in a history book. All our Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they are here in Vrindavan now. What is the Narottam Das Thakur doing? Aranyarodhana, crying in the forest, you know? Aranyarodhana is crying in the forest. If you are sad, if you have a problem in your life, then you can go to a lonely place in the forest and cry about it. And what will be the result? Nothing. Because you are crying alone in the forest. No one can hear you and you get no benefit. So, is this what Srila Narottama Das Thakur is doing? No. If a devotee will call out to Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, remembering their qualities, remembering their poetry, remembering their devotion, and cry out to them, they will come. You are not alone in the forest. This is the forest of Vrindavan, transcendental. And you are not alone, all our Goswamis are here. And hearing the sincere cry from the heart of their devotee, they will come and give darshan and bhajan siksha and all things. This is the path of pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti, not Bhagavad Arbitra, Nishkhan, Karma Yoga. Now we are coming to our Srimad Bhagavatam.